stories of J.G. Ballard. Tonight, a question of re-entry.
Am I a prisoner? Or am I, for the first time, really free? Am I alive? Or am I dead? All these questions come to mind as once again the searchers approach.
You think I'm wasting my time, don't you?
What I think? Well, there have been rumors.
Where? What
rumors? In Brasilia. Even your own agency thinks he vaporized with the capsule during the final descent.
I've heard that, sure. It's disinformation. It's mere camouflage to placate public opinion about the space program. I wouldn't be here if my agency didn't believe there was a chance to...
Hey, look around you, Connolly. If our boat had an accident, and if you did manage to survive the river... How long do you think you'd last in the jungle? This is the Amazon. It doesn't like white men, even if they're astronauts or UN investigators.
Ah, so you admit he might have made it into the forest.
Might. He might have crashed into the Bermuda Triangle.
He came down here, Pereira. We know that.
Well, you're not the first one they sent up here, look. It's very funny, this search. Give the man a statue at the spaceport and get on with the business.
You have a convenient sense of morality, Captain Pereira. Look, how would we get anyone to attempt these dangerous missions to the moon if every time there was an accident, we just gave up and forgot about them?
People will go to hell for who knows what reasons. I'm thinking of the man you'll be seeing soon at the mission. Riker.
Does Riker have an official position at the mission? I mean, is he legitimate?
We tolerate him.
Why?
He's maneuvered himself into a position of authority with the tribe. I don't know how. Well, someday we will establish a real mission here, don't we?
I thought you already had.
Well, we tried it once.
And?
They moved deeper into the jungle.
Why'd they come back?
Riker.
Mr. Riker, eh? I'm looking forward to meeting this Wonder Man.
Me, Tommy Tom Tom, but I know who I am. In his arrogance, he thinks he knows everything. Run, Tommy, run into the bush. Yes, run, keep running, boy. Fetch me guavas, fruit of the devil, ha. Yes, I run, but not for him. I am in a quiet place. My ear to the ground. Yes, they are coming.
I didn't know the Navi Quarters were hostile.
They're feuding with another tribe. They make mistakes sometimes. You know how it is. Another beer?
No, thanks.
You see, Connolly, you might be the first real white man these Indians have ever seen.
Riker's white, isn't he?
Not anymore. Looks like an Indian. Except he's big. 2 meters big. You understand? You don't like this.
What does he need a clock for? The only time that matters in this godforsaken place is geologic.
He likes clocks. We all like something, Connelly.
Right.
This is the third clock at Bradford Rigger. I've had three wives.
A giant who collects antique clocks.
Yeah. And what do you collect? Last spaceman?
The big white boat has arrived. We are standing like the listless creatures we are, waiting for their trinkets, some of us for their sex. They are not all searchers. Just the one in the real uniform who is looking at me now. He will not see me, though, for I am well hidden. I am so well hidden that not even Riker can see me. He sees only Tommy Tom-Tom, son of the witch doctor, the dispossessed, the slave, the youth with the dead light in his eyes.
No sign of Mr. Riker. Probably asleep or drunk.
Are those natives Nambiquaras?
Nambis, yeah.
Jesus.
There was an epidemic through here recently, influenza.
They're not exactly warriors, huh?
Warriors? No, this is a shithole, Connelly. And I am Franz!
I should have asked you before. Are these people cannibals?
They would have been wiped out years ago if they were.
Not even white men?
Maybe you're a spaceman, eh? The head, Sancho, move ahead. I am Franz!
Ferreira! Oh, Christ! What do you think you're doing? That's my bloody outrigger you've just sunk. Tell that stupid helmsman of yours to take off the sunglasses or I'll put a bullet up his ass.
Riker, control yourself. Think of your blood pressure. Anyway, what good is that barcode to you? You never go anywhere.
So you think, Ferreira. You want a mission settlement. You want me to do all the work. Watch out. Next time you stop by, you might find I've gone 1,000 kilometers upstream and taken the numbers with me.
Well, I'm reminded of the Bible, an epic adventure, Riker.
So who's this? Another anthropologist? As I said last time, we don't want any more of those.
Can't you recognize the uniform, the Brotherhood? Let me introduce Lieutenant Connelly of the United Nations.
Pleased to...
Oh, Christ. Have they got a mandate here now? I suppose you'll bore my head off with cereal protein ratios.
The lieutenant is with the Space Department. Reclamation Division, you know, searching for lost aircraft and things. Maybe you can help him.
When did this plane come down?
Oh, some time ago.
Been no planes falling around here?
5 years ago, I thought the Indians might...
You got a hook.
Well, look at them. They're very impressed by the lieutenant. Like this one.
Gaping fool. Out of the way, damn it, Tommy. Fuck her up.
Tommy likes you, Connelly.
Like a dog. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to the house.
Let's go. These skins don't look so good, Riker. You got some rats in there.
Ferreira, Jesus.
Maybe we should check them outside.
They're as good as you'll get. I had to trim them myself. Let me see that clock.
Hold on. I paid 100 cazados for this clock. Now that's your credit for about 2 years. I have to think about this. You haven't been very helpful. Now, this plane...
Nothing came down here. Trust me. The Nambas tell me everything.
Yeah, but right
there. There's been no crash around here. Believe me, a rescue mission would be wasting time.
Actually, it wasn't a plane. It was a space capsule with a pilot. The man who went to the moon, Colonel Francis Spender.
Well, well. The man who went to the moon... Do you really think he came down here?
Put those spears away. This isn't a hunt.
Haven't they seen a pale-skinned man before?
They've got nothing better to do. So this is the clock.
Just a minute. I have instructions to assist my friend here. We must interview one or two of the local authorities.
I am the authority. If they'd seen anything, I'd know.
Since I've come this far, I feel I should make a couple of recons into the bush. You see, Riker, they've recalculated the flight path of the final trajectory, and there's a chance he might have come down further along the landing zone. Here, say.
I suppose that means they'll be coming here at any moment with thousands of excavators and defoliants. Hell's blazes, Lieutenant! You want to send a man to the moon, you do it from your own backyard.
I can't understand why you're so uptight about it, Riker.
Yes, Riker, take it easy. Here's something else I brought for you.
I usually drink Chivas Regal.
Yeah, so does the president of Brazil. Look, we'll be gone in a couple of days.
Why did they really send a man to the moon?
You mean military or political reasons?
Neither. I mean the real reasons.
Well, I suppose you could say it was the natural spirit of exploration.
You believe that? The natural spirit of exploration. Christ! What a fantastic idea. Pereira doesn't believe that, do you, Captain?
Riker, this is no time for a religious discussion.
Metaphysical, maybe. Religious, no.
It doesn't matter what you believe. Someone went to the moon and came back, and he needs our help.
Anyone who gets as far as the moon and is dumb enough to come back deserves what he gets.
Riker.
Lieutenant, has it occurred to you that if he did land, your astronaut might have wanted to stay on here?
Stay on?
Yes. Settle in. Enjoy the pleasures of the jungle.
I doubt it. Anyway, there's little chance Colonel Spender is still alive. We're interested in finding the capsule.
The searcher is not so stupid. It is Riker who is stupid. He thinks he is concealing something. Something. The secret to his magic. But there is a stronger, more secret magic he knows nothing about. It lives within the number like a child within the woman. I am not a prisoner. I go where I want. Now, I want to follow the searcher who walks like a god.
Filha da puta, this is bad. I warned you about Riker. Well, we might as well leave now. There's nothing here. He knows that. He'll just try to make a fool out of you.
How so?
Invent evidence for the money.
He was a journalist, wasn't he?
Yeah. Always inventing evidence.
Has he got a radio?
Why?
Think about this. His clocks keep very good time. You said so yourself. Ever think how?
Well, he hasn't got a radio.
There's something strange about those clocks. Even the alarm clock, the cheapo from China, is right on. Within 10 seconds of my digital watch. How can he get that kind of accuracy? He's doing a daily time fix, either on a radio or...
Yeah, there's something strange here.
It's time to take a look around.
Even gods are confused by the jungle, it seems. He talks to the trees. He talks to his hand. He talks to the air. Perhaps he is talking to other gods. His skin is luminous like a fish in shallow water. And he has better magic than Riker. He wears his magic on his wrist. I've tried to negotiate for it,
but he thinks I am blind and dumb. Perhaps I am. But I have seen things no man has ever seen.
Orbit One.
Yeah, this is Orbit One.
Oh, your radio went out. I was about to come looking for you. Any luck?
No. Riker's in a good mood.
Plenty of bingo.
Eh?
White rum, over.
Listen, you know that kid that keeps following me around?
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy. I tried to talk to him.
Waste of time.
I know he's suffering from ophthalmia. He's nearly blind.
Tom. His father was the witch doctor. He's dead now.
How come? Over.
Who knows? Riker probably killed him. He's chief now. Maybe you'll be next.
One thing, though. I saw this hill. It's about 30, 40 meters high. Do you know it? Over.
What about it, over?
Well, the Indians are sitting on it in a circle, all dressed up. They've got their spears and feathers.
They do that.
But why?
I don't know. Maybe they're preparing to attack.
Well, I'm going back. Over now. Orbit One to River One. Over.
Yes, Orbit One.
I'm on the hill. There's no sign of the Indians.
Good.
It looks like a burial mound.
Forget it. These tribes don't bury anyone. Anything else?
Magnolia grove. Oh, yes, some guavas.
Did you eat some?
Yes, they're a bit sour.
Don't eat too many.
Why? Are they sacred to the Nambas?
No way. You might have an unexpected bowel movement. Over.
Thanks, River One. Over and out.
Watch out for the Nambas, Orbit One.
I said they've gone.
Watch out, my equipment! What do you think you're doing? No, I want to ask you some questions. Don't I? I mean, Jesus. What?
Oh, dear me. What have we here? Mr. United Nations. What have you been doing? Spying on my friends?
I'd like my radio back, please.
Yes? Well, I'm afraid it's been crushed. That's the problem with technology. Completely unreliable.
What game are you up to, Riker?
Game? You call this a game?
Yes. Running through the forest with a pack of savages. What else could it be?
You're a fool, Connolly. The jungle has its own logic.
Sure. Can you see this?
Another toy.
This is a monitoring device. Just before your friends attacked me, I got a reading.
A reading? Of what?
I think you know.
Do you have a reading now?
No. Your friends have also broken this piece of equipment.
You're very lucky they don't understand English.
Are you threatening me, Riker? If so...
Be careful, my friend. The Nambas are cannibals.
That's nonsense. Pereira said...
Pereira? What did he say? He wouldn't admit to a thing like that. Bad public relations.
What are you up to?
I'm conducting a religious experiment. As I said, the jungle has its own logic.
Lieutenant! Here you are. I'm nearly in time to say grace.
Riker is losing control. I see it in his eyes, his clocks, his pathetic magic. It is time for me to make my move. We are watching the sky but are confused by the God who walks among us. Riker says that the time of revelation is near. He hypnotizes us with lights, false signs, bad safaris. I will avenge the murder of my father, recover the fortunes of our people, build monuments to the stars, the planets, the moon. Ah, the moon, whose light falls like death on the water.
I thought you said the Nambas weren't cannibals.
They'd never eat a white man.
No?
No. It would defile the tribe.
I'm glad I was safe. What were they doing on that hill?
Waiting for someone.
Me?
Another spaceman. They're a cargo cult, Connelly. That's their religion. They're lazy, but they're materialistic. They just sit around waiting for stuff to fall out of the sky. And Riker encourages it.
Cargo cult.
You know what that is, no?
Yes, I do. Some South Pacific tribes worship crude effigies of World War II aircraft. So you're saying the Nambas are using the space capsule as a cargo cult. Where is it?
I don't know. Buried in the hill, maybe?
Yes. And the astronaut, Colonel Spender?
I don't know.
I'm going to check out Riker's room.
Be careful.
Hello, kid. What are you doing here? Huh? What? Oh, yes, star. Yes, yes. That's a satellite. Echo. How'd you know it was passing?
Because I understand celestial magic, Connelly.
What you need is a set of tables, courtesy of NASA. But you can't read, of course. What? My watch? Incredible. You figured it out. You've rumbled old man Riker, haven't you? You really are the son of a witch doctor. You and me, kid, we figured out Riker's magic.
I have my own magic.
What have you got there? Looks interesting.
We will exchange presents as one god to another.
Okay, I get it. I give you my watch. You give me yours.
Wait till you hear this. It's incredible. You know what Riker's up to?
Echo.
Hey, you saw it. Smart, smart. How'd you figure it out? Ah, the tables.
Yeah, I found them in Riker's room.
Yeah. This is a very clever trick. Can you imagine it? He comes here, he finds the Nambas with a strong cargo cult, opens his little book of tables, checks his clock, says, bingo! The big white bird will arrive now!
Never mind how he did it. This cargo actually landed.
What do you got there? Lunar altimeter, kilometers, 160, Goliath, 7, General Electric Corporation. Was this in his room, too?
No, the kid gave it to me, the witch doctor's son.
You talk to me about cargo cults. I'm telling you, you don't know anything. You come here with your accusations, your delusions, your bloody nonsense. You say you want a mission established here, eh? You want to give my friends religion? I tell you, the jungle has its own logic. You don't know anything, any of you. You think you're in the real world out there. Nonsense, bloody nonsense. The great powers, the Western technocracies, let me tell you something. The entire space program is just a symptom of an unconscious malaise afflicting mankind. Here, in the jungle, where the unconscious is manifest and exposed, there's no need for these insane projections. Your capsule, Your space capsule, sir. It's just a fragment of the huge disintegrating fantasy that the white man has lived in since the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It's all sacrifice. Do you hear me? Blood of the Lamb, astronauts, vectors of the material world, exploding egos, Freud, the works. It makes me sick to think about what you idiots are up to. You hear me? So don't moralize to me. Don't talk to me about space. I know what space is.
Well?
He admitted it. Yeah, he had no choice. Without his little book of satellite tables, his life here would be unacceptable.
What about Spender?
The Nambas got him. Riker said he could do nothing to help him.
That's a lie. He was able to save me when the Nambas thought I'd landed.
Things were different.
That's incredible. He'd been fooling them with the Echo satellite, but they were getting bored, impatient. So when Spender came down in Goliath, great. Because now the Nambas will watch Echo. Wait for the next landing forever.
Exactly. Sancho! Sotero, cabo!
Connelly! You've got my box of tricks there! Connelly! Connelly! Damn you, sir! Connelly!
Captain, what actually happened to Kurt Spender? You said the Nambas wouldn't eat a white man.
They eat their gods.
They have come and they have found what they were looking for. Although they did not find me, the prisoner in the body of Tommy Tom-Tom, I have been to the moon and I have returned to be reborn a god. I shall be greater in magic than my father, who has made the body of the reptile sacred despite his treacherous death. Tonight, he will come from the river on his belly and find Riker, the false prophet, who now weeps upon the bank where the animals drink at sunset. It will come to pass, for I am magic. I have been to the moon.
Question of Reentry by J.G. Ballard, dramatized by Lawrence Russell, starring Graham Campbell as Riker, Geza Kovacs as Pereira, Elliot McIver as Tommy, and Ron White as Connolly. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich, casting consultant Beth Russell. Original music was by Timothy Clark. The recording engineer was Glenn McLaughlin, sound effects by Kathy Perry. Production assistant, Nina Callahan. A Question of Reentry was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Next week, news from the sun. Until then, I'm Barbara Budd. Good night.